Today's shir is a Masechta Tmura on Daf Chav Dalad. We will begin on the first line of the Amud, three words from the end of the line, with the words Amar Rav Oshia. At the end of yesterday's shir on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, we learnt Zeh Medrash Dorash Yehoyada Kayin, that Yehoyada was a Kohen Gadol at the time of Bayis Rishon, made a drasha from a pasuk, and from that pasuk he learned Kol Dover Haba Mimoyser Chatois Vashamos Yilakech Bedamav Oilois, that anything that comes from the leftover of a chatos or an asham, we should redeem that animal after it was roa, after it received a mum, and with the money we should buy olos. And we had a three-way machlokes as to what Yehoyada HaKohen was referring to. According to the Rabbanan, where somebody lost a chatas and he replaced it with another animal as a chatas, and before he was makriv, the Eina Avuda, the one that was not lost, he found the Avuda. So the halacha is that if he's makriv, the avuda, and the eino avuda remains, then it is roya, and it gets a mum, and with the money, that's the drasha of Yehoyada HaKohen, that oilois are brought for the kayetz ha-mizbeach, that there should always be korbanos on the mizbeach. We had a machlokes, which we'll not go into right now, between Rab Abba and Rav Huna, exactly when the Rabbanan said their din, but there are definitely cases where the Rabbanan hold that in such a incident, the leftover animal is roa. According to Rebbe, whether the avuda is left over, the ein avuda is left over, in all cases, the halacha there would be that the one that's left over is not roa, but rather mesa. However, if two were set aside, lachrayis, meaning that if one of the two gets lost, the other one would be the chatos. So then the leftover one is roa. There's no case over there of ibud, and therefore Rebbe holds in such a case is roa. According to Rav Shimon, he's the most machmer, and he holds that any time an animal is left over, and the Baal received kapara through a different animal, the animal that's left over is mesa. The only time that the drasha of Yehoyada HaKohen would apply is by the money. If it's a case of money for achrayis, there, Rav Shimon is of the opinion that the stack that's left over is not sent liyam hamelech, but it's used for an adava. But in the case of a behema, in any type of situation, avuda, not avuda, for achrayis, where there was no issue of avuda, in all cases, the halacha is, according to Reb Shimon, that the leftover animal is mesa. So this is the three-way machlokes in what Yehoyada HaKohen meant. Now let us begin our sugya. Om Rav Oshia, says Rav Oshia, Hamafrish shtei chatos lachrayis. If somebody separated two chatos for achrayis, that if one gets lost, let's say, the other one would be the one that the korban would be brought from. Each one was an achrayis for the other one. So the halacha is, let's say they're both here. Mischaper ba'achas man, he chooses either one of them to get a kapar, v'chaver to roya, and the other one is roya. The halacha is not mesa, the halacha is roya. A mum would happen to the animal, we would be paid to the animal, and we would bring a nedava. So aliba de man, according to who does this halacha go? Ilem aliba de rabbanon, if it's going according to the rabbanon that we mentioned at the beginning of the shir in the three-way machloikis. So hashto hamafrish le'ibud amri rabbanon lavki bedami. As we learned in yesterday's shir, the rabbanon hold that a replacement for something that was lost, if it is left over, it does not have halacha as the animal that was actually lost. If the animal that was lost is the one that remains over because he was makriv de eino avuda, so then in the chanami, even according to the Rabbanon, the animal would die. But if the avuda gets sacrificed as a chatas, then the ein avuda does not have halacha as the avuda. And here it would be tali in the machloikis, Rab Abba and Rav Huna. According to Rab Abba, as we learned yesterday, there would not make a difference whether it's nimlach bebezdin or not, whether he consulted bezdin or he did it on his own. If, in fact, the avuda, the lost one, was brought as the chatos, then the ein avuda is roa, because we don't say it's kava. That's the shita of Rab Abba. According to Rav Huna, it would only be if he was nimlach bebezdin. If he was not nimlach bebezdin, the halacha would be that the nishar, the one that was left over, is mesa. But if he was nimlach bebezdin, and the avuda was brought as the chatas, and the eina avuda was left over, and he was nimlach bebezdin, then Rav Huna says to Rabbanan hold that it's roa. But according to both Rav Huna and Rav Abba, there's definitely the concept that we don't say that the replacement, the one that was set aside for the avuda, has a halacha of an avuda. There's just a shaila exactly what case that would apply, but definitely we have that concept. Now, even though the one that's set aside for the avuda, to replace the avuda, it has a defect in it, and that is because it's replacing an avuda. It wasn't l'chatchila made for a chatas, it's replacing something that has a defect in it. Varaya, if the avuda is the one that's left over, then the halach is mesa. And yet the Rabbanan say, Hamafrish l'ibud. Ami Rabbanan, lafke ibud ami. It doesn't have halach of ibud. Market l'islay or market l'islay, whether you hold like Rav Abba or Rav Huna. But the concept of lafke ibud is there, even though there's a defect. Lachrayis meboya. Does Rav Oishia have to tell us that according to Rabbanan, when you set aside two animals to begin with, where there was no defect in any, there's no avuda here whatsoever, it's not a mafrish li'ibud. I'm not replacing an ibud. But l'chatchil, I set aside two animals to make sure that at least one of them is brought as a chatas. Each one is like a responsible and a chrayas for the other one. So Rav Oishia doesn't have to tell us that then. Ella, maybe you want to go to the other extreme, a little bit of Reb Shimon. As we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, Reb Shimon is the most machmer. He holds that any animal that's left over, whether it's avuda or it's ein avuda, whether it's with a chrayis, doesn't matter. The animal that's left over is always mesa. The only time we say the drusha of yoyada hakayin is only by mois. If money is left over and it was l'achrayis, they both were set aside at the beginning for achrayis. That's when Rav Shimon says, Yad HaKoyin was speaking about that the leftover money goes, Yilakach B'damav, Oilos, you should bring Oilos to Dover for the Kayetz HaMizbech. So maybe you want to say Rav Oishia is saying his halach of Shtei Chatos l'achrayis according to Rav Shimon, but that's not true. Ella, leave it to Rav Shimon, or Amar Rav Shimon, Chamesh Chatois Mesis. He says there's five Chatois which die. And Rashi says one of the five Chatois is a Chatos Sheneskapru Baleo, that if I receive the Kapora through a different animal, the animal that's left over, according to Rav Shimon, always goes Lemisa. So you can't say, even if it's for Achrayas, even if it's the two were done L'chatchila for Achrayas, but if you bring one, the one that's left over, according to Rav Shimon, there's no exception by an animal that's left over that it's Lemisa. So it can't be going according to Rav Shimon. Ella says the Gemara Liba the Rebbe. It has to be going according to the middle of opinion of Rebbe. The Rebbe who holds that any animal that's left over by avuda and ein avuda, which is replacing an avuda, because he holds ein avuda has a halacha of the avuda. So according to him, there it's always mesa, even according to the Rabbanon. However, according to Rebbe, that's where Rav Oishia came to say his din, that by achrayis, the one that's left over will not be lemisa, it'll be roya, as the Gemara continues to say. Ki amar Rebbe, when did Rebbe say his halacha be'ibud? That's only by ibud. Avol, the Shita puts in Oistala, the letter beis, avol be'achrayis light. But where there's no defect, it's not an avuda itself. It's not an avuda that's replacing an avuda. But rather, l'chatchila, you set aside two behemoths. Each one has the same level of kedusha as the other one. There, Rebbe did not say his din of mesa. There, he's going to have the drasha of yoyad hakayin that kol adavar abami meister chatois hashamas yilakach bedamav oilei. So Rav Oishia, the Gemara establishes, is going according to Rebbe. The Gemara now is going to ask a question on Rav Oishia Aliba de Rebbe. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, the last case of the Mishnah. Hamafrish Chatos, if somebody separated a Chatos, Varei Balas Mum, and it turned out that the Chatos had a Mum, and he cannot bring it as a korban, so the halacha is Moichra, he sells it. And the Shita now brings the exact lashon of the Mishnah, which is V'yavi B'dameha Acheres, and he should bring as a chatos, another animal, the animal that he bought when he sold the balas mum. Now, according to the Tanna Kamma, once he sold the balas mum, and the money is replacing the balas mum, and then he bought another chatos, so the first chatos is chulut. And therefore, let's say he shechts the new chatos, the replacement chatos, before he shechts the chulin. So l'chayra, it wouldn't matter, because we're not going to say it's a case of chatos sheneschaper ba'aleo ba'acheres, because the animal that had a mum is no longer a chatos. He sold it. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. However, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Aymer, im korva shniya, if the second one, the replacement, the one that he bought when he sold the first one, that money that he used to buy the second one, if he now was makar of the second one, before he shechted the first one, which is now chulin, tamus. There is a halacha, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and he disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. We will say that it's a case of a chatos sheneskaper ba'aleo ba'acheres, a chatos where the owner used another korban to get his kapara. You're telling me it's chulin. Yes, but there are vestiges of kedusha even after it became chulin. Because, for example, he's only allowed to eat it as chulin. He cannot use this animal in any other way. He can only eat it. Because it once had the kedushas chatos, that remained. So the Tanna Kamma says, we look at it as chulin, and therefore, even if he shechted the replacement first, he can still eat the chulin. We don't say it goes lemisa. However, according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, the fact that it has vestiges of kedusha remaining, so therefore, if he didn't shecht the chulin first and eat it, and it's still around, and he shechted the replacement first, the halacha is that tamos, that the chulin animal has to die, shekvar kipru ba'aleha, because it's considered, because of the remnants of kedusha that it still has, that you're only allowed to eat it and do nothing else with this animal, it does still go into the category of a chatas that was neschaper with another chatas, and therefore it goes lemisa. So Kosalt Gedata, the Gemara now in the Havamina held, the Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Karabi Srile. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi. He cannot hold like the Chachamim, because we learned before in Daf Chof Alpha Mabez that the Rabbanan hold that the only time it shach the halach of Niskapur Balea Ba'achar, that we're going to say that the remainder one is Lemisa, is only if it's Avuda, if it gets lost. But if it's a case of a Balmum, the Rabbanan say that we don't have a halacha of mesa, the one that's left over. So definitely Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon cannot go like the Rabbanan. Elamai, the Gemara, thought he's going like Rabbi. Rabbi, who's more machmer and says that by avuda or ein avuda, in all cases across the board, the remaining chatas is always lemisa. It's only by achrayis that Rabbi Shimon wants to say it's not lemisa. So Rabbi will hold, in the case of Balmum, that it will go lemisa. So the Gemara thought the Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is going according to Rebbe, who's more machmir than the Rabbanan. But if that's so, then lechayru we see not like Rabbi Yishya. We see that Rebbe holds lemisa v'afilu b'achrayis nami, even in a case where two animals were set aside for achrayis. Because here we're speaking about a balmum. There's no avuda here. There's no replacement of an avuda. It's a case of a balmum that we're replacing. So that's like a case of two animals that were set aside for achrayis. The only machloikis that we have here between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is whether or not we're going to say this halacha, even if the animal already had pigeon. Even if we sold the animal and made it into a chulin, whether it's still shaykh to say at that stage, if it wasn't shechted yet, that it will go into the category of a chatas sheniskapru baleo ba'achir. That's the machloikis that we have here between the Tanakam and Rav Reb Shimon. But if you say it is shayich, even after pidgin, before you shechted the chulin, it is shayich to say that it goes into the category of chatish neskapru baleo ba'achir. So then l'chayra, you're saying that Rebbe Shita, if Rebbe goes like Reb Shimon, if Reb Lazar Reb Shimon holds like Rebbe, you're saying that Rebbe's saying is halacha, even in the case of achrayis, because this is not a case of avuda by Baal Mum. No animal got lost. It's difficult on Rabbi Yishir. Rabbi Yishir said, according to Rebbe, if it's only a case of achrayis, which Baal Mum would be that kind of a case, then we don't say lemisa, and here it says that it would go lemisa, according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Answers the Gemara, loy. Don't say Reb Lazar Reb Shimon is going like Rebbe. Dilma Reb Lazar Reb Shimon kavu esfir lei. It's Reb Lazar, the son of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, his father, holds the Omer Chamish Chatois Mesis. He's the most machmer in the three-way machloikis that we started the shir with between Rebbe Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. He holds that an animal that's left over, whether avuda, ain avuda, or achrayis, makes no difference. Any animal that's left over, it's always lamisa. So according to him, his son said that it will apply even if you were already sold the first one and made it to Chulin, because it has remnants of Kedusha in it, therefore it'll still apply in such a case. That's only going according to Reb Shimon, but Ein Echanami Rebbe, according to Reb Oishia, holds that by a Chrayis, you don't say it. Rebbe would paskin that by a Baal Mum, you'll never say that it should go Lemisa. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon is going according to his father, Reb Shimon, and that's why it goes Lemisa, if you say that Allah applies, even by a Chulin, where it was sold and made into chulin because it has remnants of kedusha. The Gemara now is going to ask another kasha on Rav Oishi's pshat in Rebbe. Tanan, we have learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, which we have had twice before in the Gemara. We had it in yesterday's shir, and this is concerning the Shtei Seirim, the two seirim that were brought on Yom Kippur, and one went Lazazel, and one was brought as a Korban Lashem. Now, if the, for example, the Azazel got lost, we make a new Hagrola, and we bring two new Seirim, and one of them goes Lazazel, and now we're left with two Seirim, which are Lashem. So the halacha is, one is Nikrav, and the other one is not Mesa, and the Mishnah says why. Lefi she'ein chatas tzibur Mesa. Because a chatas of a tzibur, even if it's left over, is not, there's no halacha that it should die. So we can deduce from that, hadi yachid Mesa. But if the same case would have been by a yachid that was left over, it wasn't a korban of the tzibur, like the Shtei Seirim on Yom Kippur, if it was an individual, a person's own korban, and one was left over, the halacha would be the one that's left over is mesa. And let's analyze the case as we're building a kasha on Rav Oishia. Amar Rav, bali chayin einin nedochet. The halacha is that if a bal chay is pushed away, like in our case over here, the soyer lashem of the first pair is not able to be brought Lashem, because it doesn't have a partner, a Sel Azazel. That one died. But then, when we make a new Hagrola, a new lottery, and now we do have a Sel Azazel, so now the problem that we had with the original Sor that was Lashem goes away. So, and Rav says that since it's still alive, it's only considered a temporary setback. It's not a permanent dichui, not a permanent rejection, and therefore you're allowed to bring, and you should bring, the lashem of the first pair. Kishu mischaper b'sheni shebezugrish mischaper. Which one of the two that are now lashem does he use? He doesn't use the second one of the second pair, that lashem, but he uses the azazel from the second pair. But he doesn't use the Lashem for the second pair. What does he use? He uses the second one of the first pair. B'sheni shebezug rishon mischaper, because since it's alive, even though it had a temporary setback, but now that that problem has been solved with the second pair's azazel, now I go back to the first one and say, you were not rejected, you're the one Lashem. And the other one, since it's a korban tzibur, we say that it is not lamisa. But now let's analyze it. L'chayre, the second one that's Lashem, is a case of achrayis. It's not a case of avuda. this second one never, the second Lashem never had a problem that the first Lashem was lost. No, it was the Azazel of the first pair that was lost. So therefore, I don't look at the second Lashem as replacing something that was lost. It's only the second Azazel that's replacing the first Azazel. But the second Lashem is not replacing the first Lashem. The first Lashem is still here. So it's a case of bringing two animals for the same korban. There's two Lashems. But since we say that Balchai ain't a nidachin, we say that you take the Lashem of the first pair. But this is a case of Achrayis. And what did we learn? Uktani, we learned over there in Yuma, diyachid meso. We learned only a korban sibur is not mesa, but in the same case, a yachid would be mesa. So l'chayra we see that where it's a case of achrayis, we would say the halacha is mesa. And Rav Oishia said that the halacha is that it's not mesa. So we have a difficulty with Rav Oishia. So the Gemara answers, we have the Girsa Rav L'Tameh, and the Gra brings that Rashi is goyres, not that, not like that, but Rashi is goyres, Rav Savrula K'Rabbi Yosi. Rav holds like Rabbi Yosi, the Omar Mitzvah Berishon. And Rashi says, what is this referring to? This is referring to a case where there was a Korban Pesach that was separated. It got lost, and he separated another Korban Pesach instead of it, and then the first one was found. So the Tana Kama holds, Eze Sheyirtze Yaakov, he should choose one of the two, either one he can bring. On that, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mitzvah Berishayin. No, the mitzvah is in the original one that he set aside. So Mimela, as Rashi explains, the same thing over here, by the Shtei Seirim, since we have two Lashem. But Rabbi Yossi holds, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, that it's always when you have such a dilemma, which one to bring, it's a mitzvah to bring the original one. So it comes out that when, it's not like the case of Achrayis. By the case of Achrayis, he's setting aside originally, as Rashi explains here, both of them, either one could be used for the carbon. Mashi Enkin over here, where he is bringing a second pair, he has to make Agrola and bring a second pair. But the second one of the second pair, namely the one that's Lashem, is really coming Le'ibut. It's not going to be used. It's l'chatchila not going to be used because I'm going to use mitzvah berishon. I don't have a choice. Take either the first one or the second one, either from the first group or the second group. No, I can only bring the first one, according to Rabbi Yossi. If so, it's considered that you separated the second Lashem of the second pair. That's le'ibud. If it's le'ibud, then we understand why by a yachid, the halacha would be mesa. But you cannot compare that to Rebbe, who's speaking about a case where both of them are for achrayis. If both are for achrayis, then we say that the second one would not go le'misa. We don't have a difficulty from the case of shtei se'irim, because Rav is going like Rabbi Yossi. Continues the Gemara, Tani Rav Simi Bar Ziri Kamei Rav Papa. Rav Simi Bar Ziri learned to brice in front of Rav Papa of the Bishas Hafrasha, if it was lost at the time when it was separated, but later after the replacement was done, before the hakrava of the replacement, they found the avuda. So as we've learned before, Rebbe holds that in all such cases, it's the remainder one is mesa. Le Rebbe, mesa. Le Rabban and Tira. Rabban and hold in such a case, it is Tira. He'll bring the avuda as a korban, and the one that's left over, the ein avuda, halacha is that it's tira and it gets a mum, and the nedava is brought with that money for the kayetz hamizbeach. So this falls exactly what we learned before in the sheet of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. But now we have a startling halacha of the Bishas Kapara. But if it was lost even when the Baal was in the schaper with the replacement, and it was only found after the Kapara, the Rabbanan Mesa, the Rabbanan hold in such a case, it's Mesa, because that follows with the sheet of the Chum that we've always learned, that if the animal was only found after the replacement was already Nikrav, then it goes into the halacha L'maish Misina of Achata Shen Iskapru Baaleo B'Acher. Another animal was used, and then the leftover one is mesa. But now, here's the startling thing. Le Rebbe Roya. A Rebbe, in this case of the Bishas Kapor, would hold Roya. Amar Lei, so when our papa heard this braisa from Rabbi Simi Bar Ziri, he said to him, the Shita puts in Oysir Aleph, the words Amar Lei, he said, Kal v'choymer. How could you say such a thing? It's a kal v'chomer. Uma avudu b'shas hafarasha. In the case of when it's lost only at the time of the separation, of the replacement. But it wasn't lost at the time of that krava. By then it was already found. Damri Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold that in that case is roya. And what did Rebbe say on that? Amar Rebbe Mesa in such a case. So avuda b'shas kapara. Avuda, if it's lost, even when the replacement was brought as a korban, it was only found after the hakrava of the replacement, when the owner already received the kapara, to the Rabbanan Mesa, the Rabbanan then are moited to Rebbe that it's Mesa, so the Rebbe like Holshein. Isn't the kal v'chomer the Rebbe who holds that it's Mesa even if it's only b'shas hafarasha, will certainly hold mesa when it's avudu b'shas kapara. Ela t'nihachi. This is how you should learn that b'raisa. You have to correct the words of the b'raisa, and what it should read is as follows. Avudu b'shas hafarasha, if it was lost only at the time of hafarasha, so the Rebbe mesa, the Rabbanan raya. There's the machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. But if it was avudu b'shas kapara, divrei hakol mesa, then the Rabbanan are moited to Rebbe, that it's Mesa, and certainly Rebbe himself holds that it is Mesa. That's the correct way that you should read the Braisa. And now the Gemara discusses the next part of the Mishnah, which is the last halacha of the Mishnah, of Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon. The Mishnah stated, Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon, Omer im korva shniya achlei nishchata tamus, shekvar kipru habaylam. If the second one, in the case of a chatas that was a balmum, and he sold it, and with the money he bought another chatas, and he was makriv the replacement chatas before he shechted the first one for chulin. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, that the first one, which is chulin, the halacha is that it's tamas. It goes into the category of a chatas she nischaper balei ba'acher, where the din is that it is tamas. Says the Gemara, Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, Oymer, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Ein Margilin Biyantiv. Rashi explains, Margilin means that there are two ways to skin a animal. One way is to start from the feet and remove the entire skin whole so that it can be used, Rashi says, either for bellows, or it can be used as a holder for honey, but in that case, the skin has to be whole and intact, which is a very difficult process. The other way is to make a cut from the head, from the throat to the tail, but if he does it that way, then he could start to skin the animal from the stomach and down. So this difficult way of keeping the skin whole, starting from the leg, we do not do it on Yontif. There are three times we don't do it, and the Gemara is going to explain each one. The first one is Ein Margilin B'Yontif. Ki Yaitzabai, similarly, Ein Margilin B'Bchor. If we have a Bechor that has a mum in it, it does not require pigeon. Automatically, it's able to be eaten by the Koyein for himself and his Archim. But we're in that case, when there's no more Kedushas Bechor on a Balmum and it was shechted, we also do not allow him to be margilin the skin off the Bechor. And third, Veloy B'Psula Magdoshin. If there was a defect in Hegdish that because of this defect he's not able to be makriv it as a korban, so the din is here he has to be poded. So once he was poded and he shechted it, and now it's chulin, but afal pikein, he cannot take off the skin in the manner of margilin. And the Gemara now wants to know why. Bishlam biyantiv, we understand the katarch tircha de lechazale. He has no value from this for simchas yantiv itself, and he's doing a very difficult labor on yantiv, and that's why he is not permitted to do it on yantiv. That I understand. Ela bechor mantana, who's the tana that does not allow this by bechor? Now, we understand by a skin that is not hegdish, but it's from meat that's hegdish, that you should not be allowed to do such a thing, to create this whole skin while the skin is on the flesh of hegdish, that we can understand. But by bechor, it's already chulin if it has a mum. So what should be the chesorin to take the skin off from magilin mantana? Amar Rav Chizda said Rav Chizda Beis Shammai. This is going according to Beis Shammai. The Amar the Beis Shammai holds bechor because you shall say koi and bechor that's a baal mum does maintain remnants of kedusha. This time we learned in the Mishnah Beis Shammai Omer lo yimne Yisrael makayin ala bechor. Einach Nami Beis Hillel holds that a baal mum animal could be eaten by a kohen and his guests. However, Beis Shammai says, no, it retains a certain kedusha, and only the kohen's allowed to eat it and not by a bechor baal mum, and he cannot invite guests. So therefore, since he cannot invite guests, according to Beis Shammai, also the halacha will be that ein margilin. Because since I say, according to Beis Shammai, that he's not allowed to share it with guests, that shows that it still maintains Kedusha, and therefore if one were to make an avoda on the skin of a Bechor in the way of Margilin, it would look like avoda Bekachim, says Rashi, and you're doing in it something of Choyl in an animal that retains Kedusha, as we see that he, according to Beis Shammai, he cannot share it with any guest. According to Beis Hillel, he is allowed to share it with guests, and since he's allowed to share it with guests, Einich Nami Da'alach will be that Margilin Bechor, even though by a Bechor, which is a Baal Mum, the halacha is that he cannot sell it in the marketplace, be'itlis, and also he cannot weigh it on with a litra weight and weigh it off, because that is treating it like a chulundika animal, and for that it does have kedusha. However, Beis Hillel holds that the avoda that is done by Margilin is not as severe, and therefore they hold that it would be allowed, just as they hold that the kohen can share it with the guests. Who is the halacha like when it says ein margilin b'bechor? That's going according to Beis Shammai, who says it has kedusha and he cannot invite it to guests by a baal mum, and he also cannot do margilin. The Gemara continues to explain the third halacha, psuli hamakdashin, in a case where the animal of Hegdish became pasul, and he was paid it, and he shechted it. We still say that he cannot do the removing of the skin, ein margilin, mantana, who's the tana that holds that there is kedusha even after pidgin and shechita. I'm Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimoni. This is going according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimoni. The Sunday we learned in the Braisa. He had in front of him two chatois, achas tmima. One did not have a blemish. V'achas balas mum, and one did have a blemish. And Rashi explains, in Divrei Maskil balas mum tivda, what is the case? The case is where instead of being poida, the bal mum, selling it, and with the money, buying another one, he immediately set aside another one for the korban. So he has not done pidgin on the baal mum yet. So now he has in front of him two chatois. One is a tamima, one is a baal asmum. The halacha is tamima tekarav. He should be makarv the tamima, and baal asmum tivda. And the baal mum, he should be poda. Actually, this is a case, Rashi says, of vinahapachu. It's just the opposite. As we find in the Rashi baal asmum tivda, according to the gears of the shita, Baalas mum tivde koidem hakravas hashniya. He should be poided the baal mum before, he should have done it before he separated the second one as the new chat, the new korban. But now that he didn't do it right away, as soon as he has both of them, the first thing that he should do before he's makrav the second one, he should be poided. And in fact, as we're going to see soon, he should shech the first one, which now becomes chulin. And then he should be makriv the tamima. As the Braisa continues, nishchita balas mum ad shaloi nizrik dom mishel tamima muteris. If the balas mum that he was poida and then he shechted it for chulin, and he did all of that before the dom was sprinkled of the tamima, so then it's muteris. Then he's allowed to eat it, because even though by the pidgin itself there's still some kedusha left, but once there's a shechita, then that takes off all the kedusha. This will be going according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds that the halacha of a animal that is, let's say, like we said, by a chata, sheneskaper baleo ba'acher, it wouldn't make a difference whether it's avuda or ein avuda or achrayis. In all cases across the board, if the behemah still has some kedusha, the halacha will be that the leftover animal is mesa. But once you do the shechita, So that takes away, for Chulin, that takes away all Kedusha, and then when you are Meneschaper with the second one, there's no problem with eating the meat of the first one. However, the Braisa continues, Mishenizri Kedama, if he Taka was paid the Psulim Agdashin, and then he shechted the replacement, and then he goes back to shecht the Balmum, then it's too late. Mishan Nizrika Damashal Tamima. So then Asura, because it comes out that this will go, according to Reb Shimon, into the rule of an animal that was Neschapra. It was a chatish and a schaper baleo ba'acher, and then the first one goes lamisa. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon says, no, I even go further than this. Afilu baser balas mum b'kedera, even if he was paid the bal mum, and he shechted it, and he's already cooking it in his pot. And only then v'nizrik dam shel tamima, then he got kapora through the zrikas dam of the tamima. The halacha is yoytze lebeis reifa, that it has to go out to the beis reifa, like all psulei hamikdashim that are brought to the beis hasreifa. So we see that Reb Lazar Reb Shimon shita is that even with shchita and with pigeon, he goes further than Reb Shimon, and he holds that there's still some kedusha that remains. And therefore, when the other animal is nikrav, it's considered that it was neschaper ba'acher, and therefore it goes out lebeis hasreva. And huadin, according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, even if you repoyed it and you shechted it, and now you're coming to take off the skin, the halacha will be, since it has kedusha left, the halacha will be ein margilin. So that halacha of ein margilin is going according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. It wouldn't go according to the Tanakama here, because the Tanakama holds that if it was shechted before the kapora of the second one, then it's chulin, and then you don't have to treat it with any kedusha. Then it would be margilin. But according to Lazar Reb Shimon, it still has some kedusha, and therefore ain margilin. So it comes out that from the way the Gemara is learning the brisa of Bechor ain margilin and Psulei Mekdashim were not margilin, that Bechor is going according to Beis Shammai and Psulei Mekdashim is going according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. Ask the Gemara of Rav Chisda, Lukma Idavidi ke Beis Shammai. The Gemara assumes that since Beis Shammai holds by a Bechor after Shechita, even though you don't need pigeon by a Bechor Balmum, but after Shechita, there's still Kedusha. That's why you can't eat it with the friends of the Kohen, and therefore will be Ein Margilin. Huadin, Beis Shammai would hold the same thing by Psulei Mekdashim, where you're poyed it and you shecht it, that it should still retain Kedusha and will say Ein Margilin. So why does Rav Chisda have to say Bechor is Beis Shammai and Psulei Mekdashim is going to Kedusha of Lazar Reb Shimon? Look, made of Yedik Beis Shammai. They're both like Beis Shammai. Answers the Gemara, Dilma ki amri Beis Shammai, but Bechor, the Shasei Merechem. Maybe Beis Shammai only holds that after Shechita of a Bechor, there's still Kedusha, because its Kedusha comes from the mother, right when it's born, from the womb of the mother. Avol Psulei HaMekdashin loy. But by Psulei HaMekdashin, where man has to invest the Kedusha by being Magdish, this animal as a Korban, so perhaps there, the Beis Shammai would hold that after Pidgin and Shechita, there is no Kedusha, and therefore the din would be Margilin, according to Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara, V'lukma Itiv Yidik Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. So then, just the opposite. If Rav Lazar Rav Shimon holds that even by Psulei HaMekdashin, where it's not Kaddish Merechem, and yet there's a halacha of Emargilin, so certainly would hold like that by Bechor, where it's Kaddish Merechem. So why doesn't Rav Chisda say that both halachas of the Brais are going according to one man the Yomar, that's Rav Lazar Rav Shimon? Answers the Gemara, no. Dilma Kiyom Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Psulei HaMekdashin. Maybe Rav Lazar Rav Shimon only said this halacha by Psulei HaMekdashin. Why? The Alime, they're stronger Lemitvas Pedroinen, because the money that you are paid a Psulei HaMekdashin with, that gets the Kedusha of the Psulei HaMekdashin. Avol b'Bechor loy, as Rashi brings down the Pasuk by Midbar Yeches, loy sipadeh. It says by Bechor, you shouldn't make pigeon. And in fact, if you make pigeon, the Kedusha of the Bechor does not transfer over to the money by a Baal Mum. So since I see that there is a weakness in Bechor, that the money doesn't transfer, the Kedusha doesn't transfer over to the money, so I would say to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon only said his halacha, that after Pidyon and Shechit, the Kedusha still remains, and therefore Ein Margilin, only by Psula and Mekdusha, where the transfer to money affects Kedusha. But by Bechor, where the transfer to money does not affect Kedusha, perhaps after the Shechit of a Bechor Bamum, there is no Kedusha. Therefore, he has to say that that halacha is going like Beis Shammai, who definitely holds there is Kedusha, not only by Psula and Mekdusha, but by Bechor as well. As the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Leslei Hodisnan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says Ein Margilin by Psula Mekdashim, he doesn't hold that which we learned in the Mishnah. Kol Psula Mekdashim, Nishchatim Beitilas, we're allowed to shech Psula Mekdashim in the marketplace, and Nimchor Beitilas, you could sell it in the marketplace, which is something that you do for regular animals. Vinishkalim Belitra, and you're allowed to weigh them against the weight of a litra, which is also something done to chulin animals. So how do we allow such a thing? This animal, after all, was kadosh. It became posel. So how do we allow it? Alma, kiven de shorisle, once you permit these activities that are usually done with chulin, tafei vizoven. He is going to, the owner who's going to be poda it, is going to pay more because he knows he can sell it. He can sell it on the marketplace like a regular animal, and it'll fetch more than if it remains with Kedusha. So we see we allow him. And if so, the Gemara's Kasha is, so we should allow Margilin also. Why does Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say Psula Mekdashim? We don't do Margilin. We should allow, because Hegdish benefits from this, because they're going to get more money if we allow him to do these things. So why don't we allow Margilin as well? Amar Rav Mori, Bereid Rav Kana. No, there's no gain for Hegdish. Why? Because Mashem Rishbich Bo'or Pagim Bebasser. Since he's trying to keep the skin intact, in one, that it's one whole piece of skin for bellow purposes, for a container for honey. So therefore, he in order to make sure there's no rip in the skin, he very often will cut away in the meat itself. And then when they want to sell the meat, it'll fetch less of value for the meat because it's all cut away in order to protect the skin. So therefore, Hegdish doesn't wind up gaining anything, and therefore for the Itlas and the Ishkal and Belitra, they wind up getting more, and therefore we permit it. Masha Enke and the Margilin, which Bezin does, Hegdish does not get more, there we don't permit the Margilin. Now, till now, the Ein Margilin was Aliba de Rab Elazar b'Rab Shimon, who considers that there is Kedusha, some type of Kedusha, even after an animal has been podeh and nishchat for chulin. However, according to the other mandiyarmen that we had, the Rabbanan and Rebbe, who said that even by avuda the Rabbanan held that there could be dinam of roya, and Rebbe held that at least if it's achrayis, there's din of roya. So the Gemara till now assumed that there is no Kedusha for sure, according to the Shitas, after Pidyon and Shechita, and therefore, according to them, Avada the Din will be Margilin. Now the Gemara is going to say two reasons which will apply according to all Shitas that we've learned on this Amid, even according to Rabbanan and Rebbe as well. And the Girsa, according to the Shita in Oishud Gimel, should be Bimarava in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei de Ravina Amri. They said in the name of Ravina, the Rabbanan made Exera why they prohibited by Psula Mekdashin. And they said, Eina Margilin. Mipneshen nira ko'ivet avoida b'kachim. It looks like he's doing a work in kachim. You're not allowed to do work with a live kachim. With dead kachim, you should be allowed to do avoda. However, the Rabbanan made exera, but since he's creating the whole skin for the bellow on top of the flesh that was kadosh. So therefore, even though it's not Psula Mekdashin, but it was Kaddish, and therefore it looks like, the Rabbanan were afraid, it looks like he's doing an Avoida on the animal that had Kedusha in it, and therefore they prohibited it. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Avinamer, he said a different Zera. Shema Yigdal Mehem Adar Madar. If we're going to permit him to do this, so he will wait till he gets, not every day does he get a customer for whole skin for bellows. He'll let the animals live until he gets such a buyer, and then he'll shecht it and skin the animal. And meanwhile, what can happen is that we're afraid that he's going to do giza vavoda, he's going to shear the wool, he's going to work the animal, which would be prohibited, even though it's psulei amukdashin, and therefore as a gzeira, we do not allow him to be margo, so therefore he's not going to leave the animal over, he is going to shecht it and eat it as chulin, and that's the reason why they had a halach of ein margilin by psulei amukdashin, and this will go according to all shittas, even according to Rebbe and the Rabbanan. And now for those who have finished this entire perek, Vlad Chatos, Hadrin Aloch Vlad Chatos, Hadrin Aloch Vlad Chatos, Hadrin Aloch Vlad Chatos. The case of the first mission in the new perek is speaking about where someone has an obligation to bring an oila to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has a pregnant animal. Begins the Mishnah, Ketzed Marimin Al HaBechor. What strategy can someone use to circumvent having to give the firstborn of his animal, this is her first child, from having to give it to the Kohen? And instead, he wants to use the child that will be born for his oila. What can he do to prevent the Kohen from getting this animal that's born as a bechor? And says the Mishnah, if mevacheres shehoisim uberes, if his animal is expecting her first child, she is pregnant, so Aimer, he says the following words to circumvent the Kayin from getting the child that's born as a Bechor. He says, Mo shebemeeho shelzu, whatever's in the stomach of this animal, im zohar, if what's in the stomach is a male, then it should be an oila. And since the halacha is that the kedushas bechor is only petarechem, it's only when roiv of the head comes out of the mother's womb, only then is the child considered born, and then the kedushas bechor is chal. And before that, there is no kedushas bechor in the stomach of the mother. So by him being magdish, the animal, in the mother's stomach, he is circumventing that this child will become a bechor, because it already has on it the kedusha of an oila. And therefore the Mishnah says, yolda zachar, if in fact she gave birth to a zachar, yikarv oila, then ein echanami, his kedusha has preempted the kedusha's bechor that would go to the kayin, and now he can use the animal for his oila. Ve'im nekeva, zivche shlamim, this is what he says, this is his declaration. If what's inside the mother is a nekeva, I want to bring it for a shlamim that I owe to the Beis HaMikdash. And then if you hold the nekeva, to carve shlamim, then ein lechanami, if the nekeva is born, it's born a shlamim. He's able to be makrivit as a shlamim. The Gemara is going to ask, bishlam, in the case of Bechor, we understand that he makes it an oil and circumvents the Bechorah from going to the Kayin. But since a Nekeva can never be a Bechorah, what is he circumventing in the second case? And we'll see the Gemara's answer at the end of this year. If he said the following declaration, Im Zachar Oilavim Nekeva Zivche Shlamim, that if what the mother is carrying is a Zachar, it should be an Oilah that I'm Chayiv. And if she's carrying a Nekeva, it should be a Zivche Shlamim that I'm Chayiv. So then the halacha is, if yolda zachar and a keva, if the animal in fact was carrying both a zachar and a keva, and she gave birth to both of them, hazachar yikarv oila, the zachar is brought as an oila, and a keva takrav shlamin, and the keva is brought as a shlamin. What happens if he said the same declaration, im zachar oila and the keva zivche shlamin, but instead yolda shnei zacharim, two zacharim were born? So the halacha is, echad mem yikarv oila, one of them is brought as an oila, vasheni, and the second one, yimachar lechayvi oila, it's sold to someone else who requires an oila, v'dam of chulin. And the money, however, is chulin. Let us see the Rashi over here. Divrei Amaskel, yolda shnei zacharim, the first line where it gets small. Al shneiem, says Rashi, chola kedushas oila, the hakamrim zachri oila. Since he said him zachri oila, now there's two zacharim, so they both have kedushas oila. Umi uloi nader elachad, he only said that I'm giving one oila. Hilkach, hu yikrava echel nedroi, one he uses for his neder, vabezi machalit zachri oila, vadamav chola. The Beis Meir brings proofs that in such a case, Rashi himself elsewhere says that Beferish, that only one of them has the Kedusha of an Oila, and therefore this Rashi, which seems to indicate that as he begins the words, Al Shneim Chola Kedushas Oila, seems to be not correct, and therefore the Beis Meir learns that what Rashi really means to say is, on both of them is Chal, a potential Kedusha of being the Oila that he's going to choose for his obligation of bringing an Oila. Continues the Mishnah, what happens if Yolda Shtei Nekevis, if two Nekevis were born? So Achas Mayam to carve Shlom and Vashniya to Marchal Chai Vishlom v'damecholim. The same thing as we learned by Oila, if there's two Nekevis, then one of them is brought as a Shlomim, and the second one will be sold to someone who's chayv to bring a shlom, and the money will be cholded. What happens if Yalta Tumtum Vandroginus? She gave birth to a Tumtum, is an animal whose genitals are covered, and we have a suffix whether it's a zoch or an akeva. An androgynous is an animal that has female and male genitals. So Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, in this case, ain kedusha chala aleihen. There's no kedusha whatever on these animals, and the Gemara is going to explain the sheet of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Begins the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda. Reb Yehuda begins with a statement. Mutter lahatal mum b'mchor kodem sheyetz la'avira oilam. It is permitted to put a blemish into a b'chor before it comes out into the world, before it is actually fully born. Normally, it's usher to put a blemish into a b'chor or to any other kachim, but since the child is not considered a viable birth until roiv of the head has come out from the mother's womb, so if, for example, Rashi brings the Gemara in B'chairis Daf Lamed Hey that a goat, the ears come out first, by a sheep, the lips come out first, before roiv of the head has come out, so then he is permitted to be matal amum because it's not considered yet that it has Kedushas B'chaira on it. It's in utero. It hasn't been fully born yet. And therefore, it is mutal to be matal amum and a B'chaira before it came out into the air of the world, before roiv of the head came out. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, and now the sheet in Ois Gimel quotes our Mishnah, which the Gemara just takes a part of the Mishnah, and the sheet quotes the Lashon of our Mishnah, Ketzad, Ma'arimin ala b'char, Mivacheres, if it's her first child, Shehoyse Muberetz, the first time pregnancy. Oimer, Ma'ashe b'mei eho shelzu im zachar oila. If it's a zocher, it should be an oila. The Shita says we take out the word Adam here, and we just have, as it says in the Mishnah, Oimer. This person says, Ma'ashe me'er shozu should be an oila. If it's a zocher, it's an oila. And then, in fact, if the animal gave birth to a zocher, it becomes an oila. Now, if it's a zocher, why can't he say that it should be a shlomim? A zocher could also be a shlomim. So it seemed from the Mishnah, Oila in Shlomim Lai. He can only say that it's an Oila and not a Shlomim. The reason for this must be because since if it's a Zohar, it could be brought as an Oila, so you're trying to circumvent that it shouldn't have the Kedusha of Bechor. So you made a Kedusha in the mother's stomach before it's born to preempt the Kedusha's Bechora. So that only makes sense if you're going to raise the level. A Bechor is eaten by the Kohanim. If you bring it as an Oila, then it's brought totally on the Mizbeach, except for the skin that goes to Kohanim. So therefore, it's considered a higher level of Kedusha. So to preempt the Kedusha's Bechor and make it into an Oila, that's good. But you cannot make it into a Shlomim, because a Shlomim is eaten by a Yisroel. Then you're lowering the Kedusha from a Bechor, which is eaten by Kohanim, to a Shlomim, which is eaten by a Yisroel. So Oila in Shlomim Loi. And now the Shita says the next word should not be Va'at Amrat, he says it's Vaha Amrat, the Motzes Mavka Alei Mikdushasa. You, Rav Yehuda, are trying to tell me that in utero, before it's completely born, before Roiv of the head comes out, you're even allowed to be Matl Mum in the ears of a goat, for example, or the lips of a sheep, then you can't bring it as a korban at all. If I see from our Mishnah, you can only raise the Kedusha from Bechor to Oila, you cannot diminish it from Bechor to Shlomim, so you certainly shouldn't be able to diminish it from Bechor to not being able to bring it on the Mizbeach at all because it has a mum in it. Amalak Rav Yehuda responded to this question, Hani Milib is Mancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When is our Mishnah speaking about at the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash? Because then Echanami Hegdish is going to lose if you're going to bring it from a Bechayer to a Shlomim. And certainly then you can't be Matl Mumin it either. Ki Kaminana, when was I referring to as Man Hazeh? At this time, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, the Lechazel HaKravo, where you can't bring it LaKrav anyway. The only thing you're going to be able to do with this Bechor once it's born is that Yirat Sheistav, it pastures until it gets a Muminit, and then the Kohen is able to eat it as Chulin. It doesn't need pigeon. It automatically becomes Chulin once it has a Muminit. So since the Mizbech, Hegdish, is not going to suffer at all by the loss of this Bechor Bizman Hazeh, it can't be brought as a Korban, so since it's not Chazil HaKrava, then, Einich Anami, I say that you should be able to make a Mum before it is born. Freg the Gemara, Ibizman Hazeh, if in fact Rabbi Yehuda's din is only speaking about Bizman Hazeh, Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush? What do you have to tell me that for? Of course you could be Matal Mum Bizman Hazeh before it's fully born. So the Gemara says, no, Ma, the same I would have thought, Nigzer Dilman Nafik Roiv Roish, Shadibi Muma, I would make Xera. Don't let him do it on the lips or on the ears, because maybe he'll wait and he'll do it when Roiv at the head came out, and then it already has Kedushas Bechaira, because there is Petar Rechem. It came out of the womb, it is considered born, and then you're Matl Mum in Bechaira. And that's an issue to be Matl Mum in a Bechaira or in Kachim. So I would think you'd make that Xera. Kamash Mulan, you don't make the Xera, Bizmanazet. Freid Gemara Veimach, that's a good gzeira. Maybe we should make it. So the Gemara says, no, afilohachi, ha, and now the Masoras HaShas says the next word should be chesera adifa. It's a better eitza, a better strategy to make it into a bal mum than to let it be born, because then the kohen's going to have to, yirat sheitzav, he's going to have to wait until the animal pastures and finally gets a mum. Meanwhile, there is a worry, mida'asi be'lidei gizav avoida. While it's waiting around to get a mum, he may come to shear it or to do avoda with it. He'll mix it up with one of his other animals. Something will happen. It's going to be waiting around. It's a danger that's just waiting to happen, that he's going to do an avoida or giza with kachim, with the bechor, which has the full kedusha. So therefore, the better eitza is to let him make a mum in utero before it's born, to prevent it being born and waiting for a mum to happen, even though there's a chance he might make it too late on the head when it's born. And then there would be a problem making a mum on a bechor. But overall, the Rabbi Yehuda felt it's better that scenario than to let it be born and wait till a mum gets there and there's a possible chash of a risk of doing gizav avoida. So we're not so concerned about that he'll wait too late. He'll do it quickly while it's the ears and the lips just came out, and he won't wait till the full head comes out. The Gemara continues with the next part of the Mishnah. Im nekeva zivchei shlomim. If in a cave is born, it's zivchei shlomim. So the Gemara understood the Mishnah that the first two cases in the Mishnah were all one case. In other words, the person whose animal was pregnant with the first child said, if it's a zocher, it'll be an oila. And if it's in a keva, it'll be a shlomim. I owe a oila to the Beis HaMikdash, I owe a shlom to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, im nekeva zivchei shlomim, nekeva mi kokacha b'chayra. What it seems that he's trying to preempt something by saying, if it's in a keva, I'm going to not let it become a bechor, and instead I'll use it for shlomim. But in the keva can't be a bechor; only a zocher can be a bechor. What's he preempting? What haroma is? How is he circumventing anything? Then the keva can never become a bechor. So the Gemara answers that it's really two cases here. In other words, we're going to learn that the first case is where he says one thing. If it's carrying a zocher, it should be an oila. If a zocher is born, then it's an oila and not a bechor. What happens if in a cave is born? He said if it's a zocher, it's an oila, but in fact in a cave it was born, then in the cave will be chulin. This case of im the cave is zivche shlomim is speaking about where it's not a bechor. In fact, Rashi brings a Yerushalmi, which says the only reason we use the word bechor which seems to be going on the case of Nekeva also, that's only because the first case in the Mishnah was Bechor. But really, this second case has nothing to do with Bechor. Why? Because it's speaking about Seifa Asila Behema de Hegdish. The Seifa is not speaking about Bechor at all, because in fact, if it's not a chulin animal like the first case in the Mishnah, but rather it's a kachim animal. And here we're discussing the inyan of Vlad Kachim. By Vlad Kachim, there's no din of Bechorah, because it already has the Kedusha, because it's a Vlad of an animal that's already Kadosh. So what the case is, that he owes an Oila, and he owes a Shlomim, and now if he doesn't do anything, the animal is going to become a Vlad Kachim. A Vlad, and in the case of a Chatas, Vlad Chatas is Lemisa. So his strategy is, let me circumvent that, and you know what I'll do? On this, I'll say, if a Zohar will be born, then it'll be an Oila. And it'll circumvent it becoming a Vlad Chatas, because Rashi explains, we had a Machloikis earlier in the Masechta, and we're going to see it further as well, whether a Vlad Chatas is Bahaviyosin Ye Kaddish, it becomes Kaddish only, a Vlad Kachim becomes Kaddish only when it's born, or it becomes Kaddish inside the mother's stomach before it's born. This Mandi Omer will hold Bavi Yosin Ye Kaddish. It's only going to become holy once it's born. So if he preempts that by saying that if it's a Zohar, it's an Oila, and if it's in a cave, in the cave is Zivchei Shlomim, so in the cave is Zivchei Shlomim is really the second part of a two-way process. The im zocher oila is going on the first case of the Mishnah, which is a chulin animal, and it's also going on the second case of the Mishnah, which is a kachim animal, and where the issue is not bechoyer, because there's no bechoyer by kachim, but the issue is vlad chatos, a vlad of kachim, and in the case of chatos, that vlad chatos will be mesa. How do I preempt that in that case? So here I say it's understood the same like we learned by Bechor, im Zohar Oila. If this Chatos is carrying a Zohar, I want that Zohar to be an Oila. Instead of becoming a Vlad Chatos Lemisa, it should serve as an Oila for a Korban Oila that I owe to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Mishnah quotes the case of im Nekeva. And in fact, if this Chatos is carrying a Nekeva, it should become a Shlomim. And then, in fact, if it gives birth to a Zohar, it's going to be an Oila. And if it gives birth to an Akeva, it's going to be a Zivchei Shlomim. This is how the Gemara learns the second case of the Mishnah. The third case of the Mishnah, Yaldishnei Zchorim, will be discussed in tomorrow's Shir.